It's 312 here at Kate Radio. Afternoons with Aaron, and like we do on most Fridays, we introduce our Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week, and we're going to make that announcement coming up in just a few moments. We let you know right off the bat, it's from the Lake Mills boys basketball team. If you haven't heard, they're still unbeaten after a win in the district semifinals last night. Before we talk to our Athlete of the Week, let's talk some of Bulldog basketball with the head coach of Lake Mills, Kyle Menke. And Kyle, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Look forward to chatting with you here.
22-0. When you hear that, can you believe that you are coaching an unbeaten team? Because every team has, you know, an off night. 22-0. How does that feel as a head coach? That's a dumb question. I know that feels pretty good.
Yeah. Well, just we're really proud of the kids, you know, especially with a lot of the strong seniors that we lost from last year's team. You know, two All-State players in Wyatt Helming and Bennett Berger, and the kids did a great job during the off season of preparing for this season. And I just really have been impressed at how much they've improved throughout the course of the year. And so, yeah, as a coaching staff, we're incredibly proud of this group, and we've enjoyed every step along the way.
Your team is on the quest for a fourth straight state tournament bid. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, that's something that we had a goal in mind at the start of the year, and we're still a couple steps away from that, but we look forward to the opportunity to just keep progressing each day, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to reach that goal here soon.
Now, you mentioned some All-State players from last year's state team that graduated. Who are some of the guys that have maybe filled their roles? Because anytime you have talent that leaves, you need more talent to come in. Who are some of those guys that maybe have filled those spots from those guys that graduated?
Well, you know, Denton Kingland is our returning starter from last year. You know, he's played every year that he's been in high school. His role has increased significantly each year, and so he's been the leader of our team throughout the off season and into this season. And he was just recently named top of Iowa Conference West Player of the Year, and so we've really relied on him for that good senior leadership. And Lance Helming and Aiden Sendrud, both first team offense players for us as well. They provide a lot on the inside. And Eli Menke was second team all conference, one of the leading 3-point shooters in the state. And then our point guard play has been excellent too, from Logan Bacon. He was named honorable mention all conference. So really proud of the entire starting group, and then kids, filling good quality roles off the bench as well. It's been a really fun group to work with.
Now, Kyle, did you mention you have just one starter back from last year's team?
Yeah, that's I think one of the things that we're the most proud of the kids for is, you know, when you only return one starter from the previous year. And are able to start a season 22-0. It obviously shows great commitment by the kids and good hard work working on their skills. And it's a great place to be. And we hope to get another one on Tuesday.
Kyle Menke, head coach of Lake Mills Bulldog boys basketball here on Kate Radio. 22-0 on the season. How many times has your team this season been pushed to maybe the brink? How many two or four-point games has the team actually had to play in this season?
Well, it's a great question. You know, early in the season, as we were kind of, you know, finding roles and just kind of getting things established with our new team, we were challenged early. Our second game of the season, we trailed Bishop Garrigan by 14 points. Fairly late in the third quarter, and we were able to come back and win that one by five. And then two nights later, we fell behind West Hancock by 15 points, and that was late in the first half, and we ended up actually controlling the second half of that game. We came back and ended up winning that one by seven. But those were two really tough battles for us. And then a very improved North Union squad. They're still alive in 1A district play here. About a week ago, they played us to a three-point game, 67-64. So, you know, there's been some tough, hard-fought games, but those three certainly the closest, kind of down to the wire there.
Now, Kyle, when it comes to the history of Lake Mills boys basketball, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot with this question, had a team in the past ever gone unbeaten in the regular season?
Yeah, we 2 years ago we were 21-0 in the regular season, and then qualified for the state tournament, and we were 25-0 and did get beat down at the state tournament by Montezuma. But that's the only other time that Lake Mills has been able to enter the postseason undefeated. So it's where we're at here. These kids are obviously in the moment right now, and just looking forward to getting on the practice court today. But when the season is over, being able to complete an undefeated regular season is certainly something they're going to be really proud of.
Let's talk about last night's win. Like you mentioned, district semifinals, 83-60 victory against Sumner Fredericksburg. Give us a recap of that win. Again, you win by 23 to move on to the district finals coming up on Tuesday. I'm assuming that the gym was probably packed last night.
Yeah, great atmosphere. Our fans, especially with the success we've had over the last few years, have done a great job of showing up and giving great support to the kids in our program. And yeah, it was a great crowd last night, and we played really well offensively. Scoring 83 points was something that we certainly were very pleased with as a coaching staff. And having four kids in double figures, led by Denton 31, was outstanding. I thought we, as is usually the case with this group, when they move the ball well, share it well, when we can attack from all areas of the floor, that's when we're going to be at our best. And I thought we had a nice inside attack last night. Denton hit some threes early to really put some pressure on their perimeter defense. And to Sumner's credit, Sumner Fredericksburg, they were an 8-point game at halftime, and then I thought our kids really established control in the third quarter with some more focused defense, and we were able to get some stuff in transition, and I think we outscored them 26-13 in the third quarter, and then got up as many as 28, and then ended up winning by 23. So yeah, as a staff, we were really happy with the way, especially after a six-day layoff since our last regular season game, just happy with the way the guys kind of found their legs throughout the game and kind of played better with each quarter progressing there, and ended up pulling away for a really nice win.
83-60 the final. We'll get to our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week in just a moment. Again, Kyle Menke, head coach, Lake Mills Bulldog Basketball, 22-0 in the season. They are two wins away from their fourth straight trip to the state tournament. And you have coming up, so this would be the district final. And if you win that one, then you're in the game. Then if you win that one, you go to state. Am I reading the bracket right?
Yes, no, that's correct. Yeah, we'll play Osage on Tuesday night over at Garner. And then, if we can play well and move on there, then we get the opportunity to play in Charles City on Saturday night. And, that sub-state Saturday is one of the best experiences for a high school basketball player. And, we're going to work really hard here over the next few days to hopefully put ourselves in that position again.
Osage on Tuesday, 7:00 start, Garner Hayfield Ventura High School. And Kyle, so if your team again wins, you get to that sub-state final. Who are the other two teams on the other side of the bracket?
Well, teams over there, that's one thing I think that's made our program really strong the last few years, is we never look ahead, no matter, who is next on the schedule. But the top two teams on that side would be Beckman Catholic and MFL Marmac. And both are very, very talented teams, and my guess would be one of those two will end up representing that side. But we will find out here. Actually, a couple of those games got postponed from last night due to weather.
Gotcha.
So there's still some games to be played that were supposed to be played last night. And yeah, we'll find out here over the next few days how that all shakes out. But our team is really focused on playing Osage and hopefully picking up another district title.
Like I tell every coach here in the media, we're always looking ahead. But coaches, you know, keep it in the present. Yeah. I get that. We always understand that.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle, let's talk about this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. You mentioned he had a big night last night in that victory in the district semifinals. He's a senior. He's a pretty good three-point shooter as well. 42.7% from three-point range. He's leading your team in scoring. Take that back. Second on the team in scoring, 17.6 points per game. Behind Lance Helming, 17.9 points per game. Kind of a nice 1-2 punch. Let's talk about senior Denton Kingland, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And you mentioned before that Denton's been with the program for a long time. You've asked him to step in different spots as he gets older, and now he's a senior leader. Talk about how much over the years that Denton has meant to this program.
Well, he, you know, one of my favorite kids that I have coached. You know, I got to coach his older brothers as well. Hunter Kingland is one of my assistants, and then Granger Kingland, you know, played up at Bethel and was a 1,000-point scorer for them in his college career, and the best overall player that that I have ever coached at Lake Mills. So yeah, it's a great family, great people, great basketball, you know, family as well. And yeah, every year, I know I've always been able to count on Denton to really work hard and expand his game. I mean, he's come so far since his freshman year in terms of just becoming an overall complete player, also developing some good leadership skills. And yeah, he's definitely very deserving of your award here.
Kyle Menke, head coach of Lake Mills Bulldog basketball. Again, 22-0 district semifinals against Osage coming up on Tuesday. And we'll definitely talk to a Kyle later in the postseason. Hopefully, we're talking about a return trip to the state tournament for Lake Mills. Kyle, always fun to catch up with you on Bulldog basketball. I'll have you hand the phone over to a Denton.
All right. Hey, appreciate it, Aaron. Thank you.
So Denton Kingland again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Denton, a good afternoon, and congrats on the award.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Now, Denton, how many years have you been a starter for the boys basketball team?
Well, I've been a part of the Lake Mills varsity program. I got the nod to get on the varsity squad at the end of my freshman season, and okay. Coach Menke allowed me to be a part of the state tournament team. And then I was blessed enough to be able to be a starter my junior year and carrying that tradition on through my senior year.
So you're one of the lucky ones. I see there's not too many seniors on the team. So you have experienced at the varsity level the last three visits to state. So you could make it 4-for-4 in your high school career.
Right, right. That would be a great opportunity. I hope for you know, just continued success throughout the end of the year. And, you know, we're definitely striving for that.
Now, Denton, when it comes to your game, like you mentioned, a part of the varsity roster since you were a freshman, now a senior, where have you maybe worked on your game the most and maybe have seen improvements from your freshman year to your senior year?
Well, I put in a lot of hours with, both my brothers, Hunter and Granger. And, I mean, they really developed a lot of my scoring ability, but I would honestly have to say that, you know, being able to play on the defensive end is probably one, I mean, if not the most important part of the game. And, you know, I'd probably have to say that's where I've developed a lot of my game over the years. Just being able to defend and just being able to be on the court and, you know, not someone that's looked upon as, you know, an easy target or easy scoring option. So, yeah.
Now, Denton, are you a point guard or a shooting guard?
You know, I can whatever coach needs me to play that night, that's what I'll do.
That's a good answer. That's a perfect answer. Now, Denton, how tall are you? I got to ask you your stats when it comes to height.
I stand at about 6'4".
Okay. So you got good height for a guard.
Right. Yeah, I was blessed to have some good height genetics. Yeah.
Denton Kingland, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And I'm looking at your numbers, 42.7% from three-point range. Is that one of your strengths? Do you shoot a lot of threes during each game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's going to take the shots when they're there, but yeah, I'm definitely looking to get some threes up each and every game. I mean, that's part of how I've developed my game over the years. And I mean, I've always been able to shoot the ball, and you know, if it's there, I'm taking it. And if it's not, you know, maybe I'll dish it off or I'll go score at the rim.
Now, Denton, we got to talk about the community support in Lake Mills. Again, your team looking for their fourth straight trip to the estate tournament. I'm assuming that the fans, everybody in that area, I mean, they have to get excited about Bulldog basketball each and every season.
Right. They do, definitely. You know, Lake Mills basketball has always been a huge part of my life growing up. But, I mean, I also did have two older brothers playing for Coach Mickey. And, you know, so I always was involved with being a fan. But I, you know, over the past few years, I mean, I think that just the overall community being involved with the program and, you know, supporting us through each game and, you know, nice comments, meals paid for, just opportunities that they've given us. I mean, it's been so, so appreciated, and, you know, they mean the world to us.
Denton Kingland again, senior guard, Lake Mills Bulldog basketball, 17.6 points per game, 42.7% from three-point range. His team is in the district finals coming up on Tuesday against Osage. And, Denton, I have to ask you, besides basketball, what other sports or activities are you involved in at Lake Mills?
I play golf for Lake Mills, but besides golf, I just basically work on my basketball game or my golf game. That's kind of what I do in my off season. So I'm not either playing basketball or golf. So yeah, that's what I do. So
Denton, and refresh my memory. So were you part of the state champion golf team then?
Yes, I was. Yep.
How was that experience?
You know, I mean, after experiencing that, I just want to achieve that in basketball as well. I mean, you know, you're always striving for a goal, and got it done in golf. And I mean, I'd absolutely love that'd be a dream come true to get that done in basketball.
So Denton, besides golf, besides basketball, which it sounds like takes up most of your schedule, what else do you like to do for fun? What other hobbies do you have?
What do I like to do for fun? I play a lot of, I hang out with my friends a lot. I play a lot of NBA 2K. It's a video game.
Yep.
I play that a lot. I play that with my buddies. A lot of tournaments, a lot of, you know, disputes and arguments over that and who's the best. But yeah, besides hanging out with my friends, I don't know. I go to school and I'm just a regular high schooler.
NBA 2K. You get to pick,
right.
You get to pick one team. What team are you picking? Who's your favorite team to play with?
I'd probably say the 0-1 Lakers with Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. That's the dynamic duo.
You must dominate with that team.
I do. I do dominate. You match up with me with that team, it's over for you.
Denton Kingland again, senior guard, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Denton, before we let you go, I'll mention your siblings' names again, and also I'll mention your parents.
I have two older brothers, Hunter Kingland. He's my assistant coach, and my other older brother, Granger Kingland. And then my mom and dad, Doug and Gretchen Kingland.
Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, senior guard from Lake Mills, Denton Kingland, joining us here on Kate Radio. Again, the Bulldogs, 22-0 on the season. District semifinals Tuesday. If they win that matchup, they'll play to go to state a week from Saturday. Denton, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the interview.
Thanks.
Good luck the rest of the way here in this postseason, and hopefully your Bulldogs are punching a fourth straight ticket to the state tournament. Good luck the rest of the way. And again, congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Denton Kingland again joining us here on Kate Radio. Kyle Minke, the head coach of Lake Mills Basketball, also joining us. Yeah, they got something to cook in year after year down there in Lake Mills. And it does help when you have, you know, families like the Kingland family that, again, two brothers that were older. When you have those good bloodlines, that definitely helps. And this Lake Mills team, 22-0, Osage, and then somebody a week from Saturday trying to get back to the state tournament.